Welcome, everyone, to our third episode of Spyrocast. Today we're broadcasting from Sapphiria's Tower in Old Town. We would like to thank our most gracious host, Foulgaze, for his boundless lack of hospitality. I am David Spellbreaker, and to my left, your right, our host and newly accomplished level 50 Grandmaster Balance Wizard and Savior of the Spyro, Kyle.
Hello, everybody. I am Kyle, new level 50 Grandmaster Balance Wizard, and with me today is David Spellbreaker, level 50 Grandmaster Ice Wizard. Well, first off, to start off today, I wanted to apologize for not being able to release any podcasts for a while. We've been having some issues with time just to sit down and actually have a podcast.
Life's been busy.
Yeah, it has.
Life is busy. But we're glad we're here today, right?
Right.
Looking forward to it.
So now we're going to do our weeks actually in review. What I did was, on the road to becoming a Grandmaster Wizard, I had to build my Dragon Rider staff, which was a pretty interesting quest. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, because that's the quest where you finally found out what those chests are for that you couldn't open throughout the whole worlds. The ones with the spikes on it, the Osbidian
chest.
I thought it was a cool quest.
So I was like, because I always remember going through, you know, Marleybone and stuff and saying, what are these chests for? I can't recognize what these chests are for. Maybe they're for a later quest. I don't know. So apparently I was right on the later quest part, but you have to go back to all the worlds and go to those chests and get pieces of the Dragon Rider staff from it. And it was a little hard because most of the time they were all in dungeons, and so you would have to go back and redo all the dungeons just to get to the, because they're all in the end.
Yeah, they're usually in the bosses of the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, but it was a pretty fun quest. I like doing it. And Ashley, the fire tree from the Dragon Spire Academy, gives it to you. And whenever Malastare had got there, he chopped down all the trees except the death one and the fire one. I don't know why he didn't chop down the fire one. He just didn't. But she gives you the quest. And so,
how many pieces was it? 8 pieces for the staff?
8 pieces. Right. There was one in each world, and then, except for Grizzleheim, and there was 2 in Dragonspire. No, 2 in Wizard City, and 1 in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Rest of the worlds.
Well, and the most I remember from that quest was the first time I went to get one, and when I read the quest, immediately what came to mind was the first time I ever saw one of those chests, which was maybe in Wizard City, obviously.
It was.
And standing by there, me, and maybe it was you that was in there, or some other players, and everybody talking to each other saying, hey, what is this for? I wonder what's inside. Hey, wait a minute, I can't open it. How do we get this crazy thing open? So that was the first immediate flashback I had back to that. And every chest after, you know, after seeing 3 or 4 of them, you realize, well, I can't really open them, so it must be for something down the road. So,
yeah.
But the first couple of them, you always have that, man, if I could just get in this chest, there must be something really good in this chest.
Yeah, I remember doing that too, and I just thought, I was beginning to think by the end that they just put it there for decoration, because I really didn't know, and so.
And that's a testament to how deep the game is. You know, Wizard 101 being such a great game, because there's things you come across your first time through and you don't know what they're for, but later on, you know, whether it's in that world or a quest in a different world or whatever, maybe you come back and use it for different things. So that's really a testament to the game.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. I couldn't have done this quest without the help of Wizard 101 Wiki. And if the people who made Wizard 101 Wiki are listening, you guys rock.
Because, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Because all of the Zeke's quests and everything, all the Stone Roses and all that, I couldn't have done them without the wiki, because it tells you exactly where they are. Really helpful. So.
Yeah, those stone roses. I don't think I ever would have figured out where those stone roses were in Dragonspire without that. And I guess that's a good and bad thing, because you want to try to figure it out on your own, because that's the fun in it, is trying to figure it out. But it gets to a point where it's so frustrating and you can't move on that you're just hoping that somehow, somewhere, there's a source that would be able to help you find these. And rather than asking other players, because some of them may know, some of them may not, some may be willing to help, some may not, it's nice to have that resource to go back to Wiki, Wizard 101 Wiki, and have a source to go back and you can finish it up. So, thanks, guys, if y'all are listening. Hopefully y'all are.
So, that was pretty much what I did. I haven't had much time for anything else. I did start another player. His name is David Death Hunter. He's Death, obviously, and he's level 14, because I had played him this morning and leveled up. And he's about to get into Crocotopia. He's got a few more quests left in Colossus Boulevard, and then he'll be done. So what have you been doing, David?
Well, kind of like you, I haven't had a whole lot of time for much of anything, really. I did start a new character, which I think I mentioned before, Jacob Skullbreaker. And he is currently either 13, 14, or 15. I don't remember which level. In fact, we're on the same stage with our second characters, right, which is really cool, because we'll be able to hopefully keep them right along and keep pace with each other. But I'm at the end of Colossus Boulevard, and I've already gotten the key to go to Crocotopia, but finishing up Wizard City and just doing different things there. I really haven't had a lot of time to play on David Spellbreaker, Grandmaster Ice, and or help anybody else out. But what I need to do there is, like I said pretty much in the last podcast, I need some Black Lotus. I have moved on from Scrap Iron. Now Black Lotus is the bane of my existence. So, good, great thing. You can craft Black Lotus.
I think you can transmute it.
Transmute it, correct. And so I'm going to be working on that and helping some other people out. Plus, I haven't received all my level 50 gear. And we've been through Malastare a couple of times to see what we could pick up there. But there's still that elusive level 50 gear out there that I'm trying to get. So.
And I've looked a lot, and I can't really find any things for balance Grandmaster gear. If anybody knows where that might be. I've heard a few people say that my wand comes from the property master in the labyrinth. Hopefully not, because that'd be just pure torture.
The labyrinth is pure torture. I think you've done it.
I had to do it 3 or 4 times.
Yes, and it's a long dungeon. It's brutal.
And but some people have said that it comes from one of the elephants outside of Malastare's lair.
Gurtok.
Gurtok, I got, actually, I think they're both, last name is Gurtok, but the fire one gave me my ring. So I have my ring, and Malastare gave me my robe. So I have my ring and my robe. And, that's all the Grandmaster gear that I have, except for my wand, which is actually a myth Grandmaster wand. So...
No, then, and that's all I did. You know, I'm trying to get level 50 gear on David Spellbreaker and on my myth character, Jacob Skullbreaker, just trying to finish up Wizard City and move along. So with that, if you don't have anything else, Dave?
No.
Okay. With that, we'll move along to listener questions. We did receive and have received a few listener questions here, so we wanted to go through those. The first one comes from Hunter Wildrider. He's a level 25 a pyromancer. And the question is, what is your favorite quest in Wizard City and why? And that's a very good question, because it had been so long with David Spellbreaker that I had been in Wizard City and did any of the old quests that it was really neat to go back, although a little tedious at times. Good to go back and for the first time do Wizard City with the voiceovers. Because the first time I did Wizard City, there was no voiceovers. And I believe they tweaked some quests and added some things in. There's a couple of new characters in there, a couple of new bosses. So it was neat to do it. As for our favorite quest, I really don't have a favorite quest. I think as a myth character, going through it as a myth character on my second character, I think the funniest thing and the thing I enjoy the most is going to my teacher, which
Yeah,
is
that's Cyrus Drake.
Cyrus Drake, and he is just not a very nice person. He really
He's
isn't.
not, and for David Death Hunter, my secondary is Myth. And whenever you know how whenever you learn a spell with all of your schools, at whenever you click train at the bottom, it'll say don't forget to add this spell to your deck. Well, he, instead of saying that, always says, like, I saw one time, he said, like, now don't disappoint me and not add this spell to your deck, because if you don't, then you won't be able to use it, and teaching you the spell would have been a complete waste of time.
Yeah, he's certainly a crazy character. So I've enjoyed that most this time, going through Wizard City, and he has some special quests as a myth character for a couple of minions and doing those. And those were new to me. So I think I've enjoyed that the most. And hopefully at some point I can win his respect as a wizard, and he starts stops asking me to go get his dirty laundry cleaned and all that crazy stuff. So,
And bringing letters to the headmaster asking you to expel him.
right. Now, do you have a favorite one in Wizard City?
I don't really. I do have a least favorite one though, which happens to be the Sunken City quest, because that is, I mean, whenever I went in for the second time for David Death Hunter, I was like, I can't remember why. I never liked this. I mean, I can remember that I never liked it, but I can't remember why. And whenever we got in, they have those ghosts that are going around. And so I went forward like an inch and got pulled into a fight with a ghost that was at least 10 feet away from me. And all those ghosts have 500 health, and in there, which is a new thing if you're at that level, is it pulls three of them into the fight if there's just one person.
Right.
So that's really aggravating, but
That really is a tedious dungeon in Wizard City. It really is. And I would have to agree with you. If I had a worse one or a least favorite one, that would be it for sure.
now I just remembered something, and we were talking about Cyrus Drake earlier. To get into Dragonspire, just to warn all of y'all, you have to fight him in a duel to just to get to Dragonspire. So if you know that you're getting into Dragonspire soon, get ready to duel your teacher.
Yeah, and believe me, he's not the hardest duel you'll have.
He's not
Yeah,
really.
nothing to be scared of. So thank you, Hunter, for that question. Next question comes from Finnington, level 38 life wizard, friend of Nicole Soulblade. Can you do a life school review on your next podcast? And that's a very good question. The previous two podcasts, we did a review of the iSchool, which was my grandmaster school from Davis Spellbreaker. And then we did a review of Balance for you, for Kyle. And we really debated on whether we should continue that because, well, really, to be honest with you, I have no experience with any other schools. Now I have a little bit with Myth, I think that if we could, and I'm going to throw this out there to anybody who wants to respond, and email us or respond on Facebook or Twitter. If there's anybody out there that would either like to submit a review of the Life School in writing, and then we can read it as one of our segments on the next podcast, or even there may be an ability to record their own review and email it to us or get the file to us some way, and we can embed it into our next podcast.
Yes,
So
if anybody has Audacity or any other MP3 making program that you can just use to record yourself, or like David said, you can just put it in writing. But if there's anything that you just can use, just send it over to us through email or get it to us somehow. And we'll just stick it in with the next podcast.
Yeah, and if you really want to do it, you can also email us and maybe we can help you get that set up on your computer.
Right.
Walk you through the steps so you can record your voice and then get that file over to us. So, no, we don't have any plans per se to do any more school reviews at this point for life specifically. But, again, if there's somebody out there that would like to do one and submit it to us, we'd love to have that as a segment.
And not just the life school, any school.
Right, I'm sorry, yeah, any school, absolutely. But noting that ICE has already been done and balance has already been done. Now, that brings up another thing that I was going to talk about on this question is, on my new character, of course he's Myth, Jacob, and I still have not chosen a secondary school. I have 5 or 6 training points at this point in time, and I'm really debating on a strategy here. One strategy would be not to have a secondary school and use those training points for traps, shields, blades, and any other secondary or any other non-specific school cards. Or go ahead and choose life as my secondary school purely for the healing cards. Nothing else. Really just for the healing cords. And I haven't decided on which route I'm going to go yet. I probably won't decide maybe till Marleybone or Mushu or something like that.
Even if you did want the... If you really like the healing cards of life, you can always get from the Crown Shop the Grandmaster... I mean, not Grandmaster. The Crown's gear.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, those just have cards attached to them. And I know on David Spellbreaker, you have a robe or a hat that has mm-hmm. the satyr on it.
Correct.
And that's how you actually stay alive, because...
Yeah, I have that one on a hat, a robe, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And on my boots, I have the tree one. What's the tree spell?
The Dryad.
The Dryad.
It does 225 health per pip.
Right. So, yeah, that would be another way to do it. Unfortunately, I'm really cheap, and I don't want to pay for those things. And training points are free, so if I can get those cards free, which I don't think I would be able to get in life school.
Just you'd have to, first of all, get to the level, and then you'd have to learn all the spells to get up to that spell.
Right.
So that would use a lot of your training points, because you can't just... Well, actually, you know, I don't think you have to learn all the spells. I think if you just get to that level, you can just click on it.
Train and on train. Specific cards.
I think you might be able to do that. Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
But.
So, please, if you do want to review a school other than ICE or Balance, and you want to submit it to us in writing or have a way of recording it and getting to us, we'll embed it in the next podcast, and you too will be added to the Spyrocast crew. So, thank you again, Finnington, for that question. Good stuff. We're going to now move along, and Kyle will cover quite a bit of news here. So go ahead, Kyle.
Okay, well, the first thing, this is from a long time ago, when they had first released the Wings mount. Some people had found an exploit that allowed them to get the new Wings for only 2,000 gold instead of 7,000 crowns.
Big difference.
It really is a big difference. And I know that they could only get it with 2,000 gold because somebody at my school was trying to persuade me to use it. And I knew that was a bad thing and they were eventually going to find out about it. But Wizard101 has posted on their blog that cheating is not tolerated and anyone who used this cheat will have their wings recalled.
Yeah, I think they take that pretty seriously at King's Isle when the exploits are found, that if you participate in that, you know, they can do a number of different things from you. Take items away if you got it through the cheat or the exploit, or maybe even banning.
They also said that if you have, if you use that exploit to get more than one, two, three, four of them, then they said it could result in a permanent account ban. And so that'd be really bad.
Yeah,
so,
we don't want that.
No. Okay, so the next thing is they also posted with the new wings that some higher level bosses of the Spiral would be dropping them. And Wings, the King's Isle company found out that bosses weren't dropping them at a high enough rate, so they are going to adjust the rate in the future. And they said they're going to post whenever they do that. And they said to give the poor bosses a break.
Well, I've worked over some bosses quite a bit here to try to get level 50 gear, and if I could find those wings, I would love to have a set of wings.
Now, I did see one of the emails say that Malice there drops the Seraph wings and the Cerulean Edge.
Okay, which is the new blade, or
right? Yeah. The new death one that does 110 death damage. Next, Pat O'Gold has come and gone from the Spiral because we missed St. Patrick's Day, because we haven't done one in so long.
So, but he's been replaced.
She's
been replaced, rather.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. And I'll get to that later. Wizard 101 gift cards are now, are soon to be at Targets all over the U.S. So pay attention to the blog. You can get Wizard 101 gift cards, which are just like subscriptions and crowns and stuff. And they give you a code every time you buy one. And that'll usually give you either a pet or some kind of, depending on how much you pay for it, they might give you a pet or wings or something like that.
And on that note, I think one of us does have a birthday coming up, so, you know, that wouldn't be a bad birthday gift for all of you out there if anybody has a way of getting me one.
Now, always make sure to call Target before you go over there and get disappointed because they don't actually have one there. So you might want to call before and just make sure that they have one. Also, you can visit the Wizard 101 YouTube page for a tutorial on customizing your castle. I saw this and it's a pretty good tutorial. They also have a video tour of the Spiral, so you might want to check that out.
Hey, on customizing that castle, I need to watch that. I haven't watched it because you go to, I have the Marleybone.
He's got the Marleybone house, the stinky old Marleybone house.
Which
that's
is,
what he has.
I think the only good thing about that house, though, what I found out now that I'm doing crafting more, is
lots of space.
It has that dungeon off to the right,
right.
Whenever you first get there, mm-hmm. Like a basement. And it's really dingy and dirty and all this other stuff.
It kind of fits crafting.
But it's great for crafting because you can put all your crafting tables there and whatever you need. And it's right out whenever you come through the Spiral and get to your house. Right there at the beginning, it's off to the right. Boom, right down there, you get it done and get out of there. So, but I need some tutoring, some help decorating my place because I just have junk all over the place. It's just stacked up from top to bottom all over the place. You can't move in the places.
Yeah,
just...
I've seen your house before, and I mean, I really have. I got the Wizard City Royal Playhouse, which is the higher level Wizard City one. And to be honest with you, I really don't go to my house that much just for crafting. So I really haven't put down as many items and stuff.
Well, I'm going to rename mine Manor Junkyard because, I mean, it just got junk all over the place. I should probably sell some of that stuff and get some gold. But
so, if you've seen lately, Meryl Ambrose has posted something new. And when he's asked what's in store for pet owners, he replied, "This spring, pets will be able to do more than you have ever dared hope. These fine creatures will serve alongside you in wonderful new ways, taking you to unseen parts of familiar worlds, and in time, come to worlds beyond these you know. If you think that you have seen all that the Spiral has come to offer, young wizard, you will soon discover that an all-new breed of entertainment." When asked to elaborate, Ambrose replied, "The answer you seek may be in the stars, or it just might be there alongside you."
Very interesting. Very interesting
comment.
And comments.
I had posted on Facebook that, in my opinion, this, he is hinting around saying that they're going to raise the level cap and add a new world or two. And with the pet thing, I think that they're going to actually be able to serve alongside you in duels and stuff. And they'll actually have, like, cards so that if I had, like, the Hydra pet or something, and you choose that card, the Hydra would come from your side and go into the middle and then, like, grow into its normal size and then do what it usually does. But, again, that's really, really daring to hope a lot, so. Next, the best kid-friendly all-ages MMO of 2009 is...
Drumroll, please.
Wizard 101! Woohoo! And I think Wizard 101 has won a quite a few awards from Beckett Online, massive multiplayer online game .com. So,
but we already know all this stuff, right?
Right.
We know it's a great game.
Yeah.
But it's good to see that the game is getting that kind of recognition.
So congrats to Kingzaw. Eggbart has returned to the Spiral. Visit the Wizard City Shopping District to see the great wands that he has to offer.
Right, and he's over there by the fountain, right?
Right. He is where all the seasonal people stand. And I looked at him today, and he actually has just balance wands.
Right, for different levels.
And they're actually staffs, and one of them, it has a bunny head on the top. And I was like, I should get that staff. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, they have one that has a bunny head, one that has an Easter egg top, that has a duck.
Yeah.
A hatchling.
The one that I was just talking about with the bunny head is actually the one that he's wearing when you walk up
right
to him. So, he has replaced Pat O'Gold that we were talking about earlier. So, and the last thing for news is you can enter the Facebook sweepstakes for a chance to win prizes. The grand prize includes one Seraph Wing mount and one Myth School themed castle.
I'll take the castle. I need another place for all my junk.
The second prize includes one Bat Wing mount. And the third prize includes the Horned Sweeper Broom mount. The only way to enter this is through the Wizard 101 Facebook page located at facebook.com/wizard101 and click the sweepstakes tab. Due to Facebook limitations, only persons who are at least 18 years of age and have a Facebook account can enter. And so that pretty much wraps up the news.
Wow, a lot of news. Yes. A lot of good things happening.
That's lots of news.
Next, we're going to move on to our listener question. From episode 2, we had a listener question, and we asked for people to respond to it, and we did get some response on it. That question was, what is your favorite world and why? The first one comes from Seth Death Whisper, and his answer said, I like Wizard City the best because it gives me the feeling when I first started the game, and when I first had to walk around and stuff. And that's true. Now that I've gone back to Wizard City and did those quests, it really kind of gives you a feeling for the beginning of the game and a feel for the game and kind of starts that baseline for you again. So.
And always the first thing that you do is always the most exciting because you're like, ooh, I'm finally starting the game and, you know, this right is the best world ever. And then you get into the other worlds and you're like, no, this is the best world. No, this is the best world. So.
And then you get into Marleybone. And
yeah, and then you're like,
your worlds are shattered. So thank you, Seth, for those that answer. The next answer is from Hunter Wild Rider, level 25 Pyromancer. My favorite world is Grizzleheim because it has a lot of cool quests and the design is just amazing. I also like it because it has lots of cool monsters like the Red Claws. And it was also surprising to me when I heard the bears talk. And it was all calm, and I thought they were going to sound all scratchy. And I would think so. Again, I haven't done Grizzleheim. I've done the very beginning of it, but I haven't completed it.
And again, that's what I have left to do on Kyle. So, yeah, I'm just going to look around on Googleheim, see what I can find out about it.
Yeah, you would think the voiceover for a bear, their voice, would be huge and loud and thunderous and pounding.
Right.
But it is deep, in a sense, on Grizzleheim, but not scary at all, thank goodness. So thank you for those answers to those questions. Again, feel free. We're going to go ahead and ask the next question for our next podcast. And this one, actually, you and I hadn't talked about it, what the question would be, and I just kind of came up with it, so hopefully you're okay with it. But going back to the news and Ambrose's comments on that the pets will be able to do more for you and help you out more, the question is, what do you want them to do? And I think you already gave an example of that for your Hydra.
Right, and that just in general sounds like a good question, really, because what would you want your pet to do? I would want my pet to be to turn into a big giant Hydra, and I could ride on one of its head and crush people with it. No, I'm just joking. No.
It's getting a little carried away.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
that is the question. What would you want your pet to be able to do, whether it's help you, change colors, flash neon letters, whatever you want it to do? Just let us know.
Flash neon over your head.
Oh,
my
yeah.
name is David Spellbreaker.
So we'll wait for your answers on that and go through that on podcast number 4. So with that, again, thank you for your responses. Thank you for all the support. I know we got a lot of good comments out on iTunes.
Right.
And ratings on your opinions on our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. And hey, spread the word, too. Best way we can have more people listen to us, which we certainly enjoy, is you sharing it with your friends and letting them know that we're out there and we're doing this thing. So with that, I'm going to let David give you a couple of contacts, way to get things to us.
If you have any questions about the show or any answers to the question that we just asked, you can send them by Twitter, which is @SpiralCast, which is Kyle or me. And David Spellbreaker made one recently. His is @DavidSBreaker because David Spellbreaker was too long.
So, yeah, you know, Twitter with there.
Yeah. Only 140 letters per post. What
kind of craziness is that?
Yeah. And Facebook. We got a Facebook account, which is Kyle Spiralcast, since Kyle doesn't have a last name. So, and then last place is email, which is spiralcast@gmail.com. So, once again, sorry for the delay with all the shows. I mean, we just had a busy schedule. And like you said earlier, remember to leave a review on iTunes. We like seeing what our listeners think of the show. And so far, we've all gotten 5-star reviews. No negative things about our podcast yet. So if you have something negative, please post it. We'd like to make our show as best as possible.
Absolutely. And with that, as we say at the end of every episode, may the good guys and bad guys always get exactly what they deserve.